Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Happy birthday to us. Just kidding.
It's our birthday a couple days ago.
Okay. I'm not going to sing you the whole song because I'm sorry. That would really hurt your ears. So We're just going to jump straight into it. Guys, did you know Think Creative Collective just turned 2?
Oh, it's such a little baby now.
I'm worried though because terrible 2s, does that happen in business too? And then you 3-nagers?
I just, maybe, but at least our baby knows how to walk now. I feel like that is very, you know, applicable for both children and businesses. Our baby is finally standing firm on some solid feet. I feel like it's getting potty trained. Maybe it's not solidly potty trained yet, but it's working on it.
Okay. All right. So you're probably like, but you guys do so much. How could it possibly be only 2? Okay. That sounds really...
You guys are like so good at what you do.
I'm just kidding.
How is your business only 2 years old?
No. Well, we want to tell you. Tell you everything we've worked on, everything that's kind of worked for us, some stats to kind of get you familiar with how things have been going, and then, you know, maybe talk a little bit about the future.
Yeah. Well, and also, need I remind you, like, we have opened and started and grown and closed 7 businesses together, like not together as a partnership, but Abby has done some, I have done some. So this ain't our first rodeo. It is our first, like, most successful business.
Oh, for sure.
And like the way that this business runs is the first time we've ever done it. But we've been in one-on-one service-based businesses. I tried my hand at selling cupcakes for a while. I used to sell chalk rocks at the end of my parents' driveway as a child.
I had a really bad experience with a failed Etsy shop. Like,
there you go. Yeah.
We get your life more than you realize. And so we want to kind of jump into like how we've made this business work over some of those ones in the past that we either like left behind or they just ultimately weren't where our heart was.
Yeah. So kind of some stuff that happened at the end of last year that led into this year. So we'll kind of go back a little bit. I actually moved for this job, which is crazy. Not all of you know this, but I used to live in Oklahoma and I lived there when Abby and I met. So we were 4 hours apart. Abby was in Kansas City, Missouri, and I was in Tulsa. We met in a Facebook group and worked together and grew TCC for a year and a half.
Only a year.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you moved. Like, our business wasn't even quite a year old yet. Mm-hmm. And you decided to move to be closer to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I say that and, you know, we had family in Kansas City and my husband always wanted to come back here. So it was all perfect timing, but it was definitely like more of a push, like this business doing well and needing us to be closer together to strategize. And at that time we were still doing client work. And so it was easier for me to be here so I could shoot photos for our clients and be a part of those meetings and whatnot. But then it was shortly after that we were like, yeah, we're not working with clients anymore. So I still think, though, even though we have a 100% online business, that it's still 1,000% easier having me here.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, I think most people would assume
that we get together every day and that we work in the same office. And just to set the story straight on that, Emily and I, as much as we love each other, really, really like being alone. Yep. And we talk constantly, don't get me wrong, but we work best in our individual homes and like depending on what is going on. Emily actually works best in a noisy environment that doesn't include me. So she'll like go to a coffee shop by herself and she just needs that background noise. So we still work separately in our own home offices. We haven't like got a studio or purchased a space together. Although that was definitely something we thought about at one point in our business. Oh,
yeah. I think even when I was making the move here, we were like, let's start looking at spaces because we thought that me being here would mean we want to have an office together and we want to offer like some sort of like a place where people can come and like right off the bat, we're like, oh yeah, no.
Well, and I think part of it was the situation. I mean, when you moved, it was right before you found out that you were going to be a mama. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we heard you were going to be adopting and it was like pretty much official right when you got here. So the focus was
the call 2 weeks after I moved.
Yeah. So the focus was finding a house. Because when you moved here, also, I don't think people realize you didn't have a place to live.
No. So luckily, my aunt has like a full renter kind of setup in her basement where it's like a kitchen, a dining, a living room, bedroom, bathroom, like a whole bunch of space. And so we stayed there in a basement for, well, Brian came earlier. So he was there for like a month or so before me, but all of summer, the end of spring, all of summer and into fall, because we didn't get in our house until November.
Yeah, you lived in the basement until it flooded.
Yeah.
And you know, times. And then you moved upstairs. It's fine. Everything worked out.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, just a couple months later, you had a brand new baby.
Yeah, so we were prepping for leave and we've talked about this before. So there are other episodes where we kind of work out how we prepped and all that good stuff. But we prepped in the fall of 2016 and winter to take leave in January because our daughter was due to be born on the 10th and then it changed to like the 6th and the 4th and all those things. And we were actually, her due date kept changing and it like messed with our schedule. Do you remember that? She was due like I think on the 10th at one point and we had a webinar scheduled for the 6th. Because we were going to like do one last push to like sell more of something so it could kind of get us through January. And we had to push that back because they changed their due date to the 4th. And so we had a webinar on the 3rd of January. So 3 days into the new year after the holiday and everything. And I was literally like got off of the webinar and we packed our bags and drove to the town where she was going to be born.
Now, whose idea? I really want to go back to this. Whose brilliant idea was it to sell a new program, launch a website, and a podcast the same week your baby was due?
You know, I think sometimes something gets put in our water. And so we sit there and we drink it. And then we're like, we can do anything and everything. And I think it was just like the smell of a new year. It's the pressure that a lot of people put themselves on. It was definitely a self-inflicted pressure where we're like, well, we know we want to start a podcast for 2017. It only makes sense for it to come out the first week of the first month of the whole year so we could have like a whole year of podcasting. Oh, we want to launch a new website. It only makes sense for it to be like set the stage for the entire year. Like, why would you want to launch a website in July? That's dumb. It's not dumb, by the way. Literally do what you want. So I think we were just like, everything has to happen that first week. But we made it work.
I don't know how. Like, looking back, I'm like, literally, whoa.
Like, I mean, we were doing final edits of the website at the hospital, on the way to the hospital, like literally changes on Christmas Eve, I'm sure. Like all of those things of giving our designer everything that we could possibly give them, like leading up to the very final moment. and recording those episodes in December to be prepped, scheduling social media posts to go out about the podcast. Like, I remember being on leave that entire month of January and not really, like, because we had everything scheduled so far in advance. So I didn't really have a hand in, like, talking about the podcast or telling people about the podcast. So I came in like a month into it and you're like, we hit the top. What was it?
Top 15 in business.
Yeah. And you're like, told me all these crazy stats. And I was like, what? Because I'm over here just, you know, not sleeping, holding a baby.
I know. But the crazy thing is, I ended up having to take leave with you, which was definitely not in the game plan. You know, we've mentioned it before, but I'll just say it again. In November of 16, I was in a massive car accident and suffered a traumatic brain injury, which led me to be not very functional for the first several months of the year. And, you know, it's still a recovery process. But January, I was like flat on my back in bed for pretty much the whole month and praying Emily wouldn't notice because I didn't want her to worry because she had a brand new baby. And, you know, I was like, I got this. I didn't have it. But for whatever reason, because of how much we had prepped in advance, mm-hmm. how much we had really tried to put your maternity leave on autopilot, we still made $15,000 in January.
Yeah, which is bananas. Bananas.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Crazy, crazy times.
Another really big epic thing that happened this year is, and I might cry, the secret is we finally figured out what our flagship program should be, and then we created it, and it went really well. And if you haven't heard, it's called the Strategy Academy, and it's amazing. But there's more to it behind just that we finally created it and we did it. Some of you have heard our story of when we first met. We met in a Facebook group. 2 weeks later, I drove 4 hours to hang out with her and get to meet Abby in person. And her husband made me French toast and it was amazing. And we sat on the floor of your office and we were talking about, right at this point, we're not business partners. We had just done a webinar together or we're planning on a webinar together or something and didn't really know where any of that was going to take us. But we were just sharing our hopes and our dreams and what we wanted to create for people. And we literally wanted to create the same type of program for the same type of people. Mm-hmm. And it was a big, big dream. It was a big bucket list item. And we let it simmer because our biggest thing in business is that we do something, we learn something, we implement something, and we turn around and teach it, either on the blog, on the podcast, or in a course or in a webinar. And we wanted to fill this program with more than just like one tech thing or more than just one strategy. We wanted it to really take people through a business journey. And so it took time for us to create that. And I think it was so freeing and so rewarding when we were like, are we ready to actually create that thing?
I know. We waited a long time. For some people, you're like, a year and a half is not a long time, kids. But for us, it felt like an eternity. Yes. Like, we had done so many other things before. We had launched so many other programs.
Well, it was something on my heart even before we met.
So like
a year and a half of us knowing each other and talking about it, but easily 2 to 3 years before that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if someone were to come in and say, what if you could have done it 6 months before or a year before or whatever, it would not have been the same program. It would not have had the same meaning or power that it has now. And I 100% believe in the order in which we created things. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of talked about it before, but really going out there with basically our medium priced product was like the first thing we launched. Mm-hmm. And then we took almost a year, and right before a year, we launched Trello for Business, which was our least expensive product. And, you know, going from, you know, a $297 price tag to $29, you're like, what are these girls doing? And then almost a year later, creating a $2,000 program, like people would be like, what? Like, but the intention behind it was there and the building of the revenue was all there. Like if we had started at the top or the littlest product, it just wouldn't have worked out the same way. We wouldn't have had the same success or the same people in that program. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, it's taken us 2 years to have 2,311 paid students. Mm-hmm. But the coolest part, in my opinion, is that 2,082 of them, so almost nearly everyone who's ever paid us for a course, has taken Trello for Business.
It's not called the gateway drug to TCC for nothing.
But like these people are from all over. It's so cool. I knew when we, even before we started, I wanted to create a community. Like community was in my heart and it was like, how can we get people together to, you know, have them all benefit from each other and like forget what time zone you're in. I just want to learn how you're doing business in X country and whatever. And so it's really come true. You'll get on our webinars and people will be like, I'm from the Netherlands. I'm from Australia, South Africa, Italy, France, UK, Canada, Spain. Like they just bout them off like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But to us, it's like, I haven't been to half those places.
No, I haven't been to any of those places.
I've been to some of them. But it's just insane to me that, like, we can make this world seem so much smaller by bringing people together.
Yeah. No, if you would have told me, you know, a couple of years ago that all of those people would be in our community and in our tribe, it's amazing. And even when I tell people, you know, who don't necessarily get what we do and get the internet, they ask us, you know, well, where are they mostly local students and do you go somewhere to teach? And they think I'm like a teacher in the traditional sense. And so I have to explain to them like, no, like we're not just stuck in the boundaries of Kansas City or Missouri or the Midwest. Literally, we have students from all over the world. And that is those are our boundaries, the world. Like, and I think that's so incredible. And that just leads like, well, you know, whenever we empower our students to grow or change or think outside of the box of their business, like that's why I'm so adamant about creating some sort of income stream that's based in online world, because online world doesn't have any boundaries. And it doesn't matter what your business is, you can have some portion of it growing in the online space. And this is why in just 2 years, like, are you kidding me? Like, that's bananas.
Well, and the cool part to me is like we've been able to cross boundaries into every English speaking country, mm-hmm. but also into countries that the primary language is most definitely not English. And these English speakers have found us. And we haven't, you know, translated any of our programs into other languages. We haven't necessarily had the time, energy, or desire really to do that. One thing I do think I want to do at some point is be able to translate everything into transcripts in case we've had some requests from the blind reach out to us. And so they love, well, the blind and the deaf, like those are two different communities and obviously they need two different things. So some people will listen to us, like they love the podcast, but then they can't see the slides and there's like important information on that. And so they need one thing and the deaf community needs the transcript version of things. So I don't know if that'll be something we ever do, but it has been a request we've had from students.
Yeah, it's just weird of thinking about all the various needs of your community and the people who you're attracting and fitting them to make everyone happy that you can. But let's talk about the people that help us make all of that happen. So I think one cool thing is as our business continues to age, time passes, a lot of other businesses are growing and people's lives are changing. But what has remained true, we have two VAs that have been on from the very beginning. And I love that. We've had a lot of people who've stuck around for a while, but like literally like the first hires we've ever had are still here. And I think that's awesome. And since then we've grown the core team. So like pretty permanent contractors to 6 other positions. So a total of 8 core team contractors. And then outside of that, we'll occasionally have anywhere from 3 to 5 flex contractors. So we might hire someone for like a specific copywriting or editing or, you know, systems, something or another. It's just for one specific task. So they might hang out for a month or 2 months and then that's it. Or we see them for another launch or something like that. So I think that's pretty cool.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Yeah, I never expected ever to be working with other people. Like, I had the full intentions of growing my own business all by myself. Mm-hmm. And then Emily was like, oh, well, I guess I'm changing my dreams to grow a business with this other person. That's weird. And I think part of it really stemmed from our desire to continue growing. I think so many people think you can continue to scale forever without the help of other people. But that is a myth. I don't know who said that. I mean, obviously there's systems you can put in place to automate a bunch of stuff. And we've definitely done that. But to continue to scale and grow, Emily and I 100% need support in other areas. You know, simple things like handling customer service and email, like that is an important role that 2 years ago we could handle the volume that was coming in the door. But now, not even close. Like
We've even literally yesterday, Emily's like, do we need a second customer service person?
Yeah. There's just so much. Do you remember when we brought on Sarah? Because she was our first contractor.
So she started, I would say, I think she started like March. And so since our birthday's in September, that's like 7 months into our business together. Almost a year for both of us since we had started kind of online marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. So love them. They help out with a lot of key pieces, which that enables us. You know, there is a point where you can do it all and you can be the head of every department. And then there's the point when your brain needs to be working on other things so your business can actually grow instead of just maintaining itself. And that's what we were doing for a while, of literally just maintaining ourselves. If we keep at this rate and if we keep with the things that are on our plate right now, we can replicate the things that we've already done, but we cannot grow. We cannot do more. And so that was the biggest thing that's led us to grow our team.
So just to give you an idea, that first year we spent at least half of it with just us. And, you know, then we hired two people the rest of that year. So the first year we went from making like 60 grand individually to together we made 190 plus. So we tripled our business year one based on old stats of like when we were doing individual things. And this year we're on track to double it again. And that means we're going to end December of this year with well over 375,000 in sales.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we get over that 400,000 mark.
I wouldn't either. But it's hard to know exactly right now. We have one major launch left for the year. And obviously, we have a ton of payment plans that are going through every month. So it'll be interesting to see what that final figure ends up being. But I'm pretty confident it's going to be pretty epic.
Well, something that we talked about last year was the fact that we wanted to launch less and we wanted to kind of shift our business from launching every 2 weeks and having micro launches to spending more time and energy on one particular launch and making more, but doing it less. And there's a little bit of a fear there. There was a lot of hesitation about diving into that because when we were micro launching, it was a guaranteed healthy five figure months every time we launched. If we wanted to make an extra round of cash, let's just go host a webinar and open the doors for a program. We can do that. But it's also exhausting. And it doesn't really lead to any other time to look at any other aspect of the rest of your business. You're constantly in launch mode. You're constantly in selling mode. And although selling mode is great because that's when you make money, there are also things that you could be doing when you're not selling that lead you to make more money the next time you are selling. That lets you organize your team or your strategies or try something new. And if you don't have time to do that, you're going to get stuck. And we were feeling stuck. We were, again, in that same space where we're like, okay, we could do this exact same thing again, and we could probably make a little bit more money. We're definitely going to make the same amount. But we wanted bigger and better things. We wanted more time back, and we wanted to give more time to our people. Because I knew that we were wanting to raise our prices for a lot of things, and we wanted to come out with our premium products or a $2,000 program. But the only way we felt like we could justify those increases is by giving more time and giving more reason for someone to spend more money. And previously, when we were launching our other programs, they weren't really coming with a whole lot of coaching or a lot of handholding. They definitely didn't have the private communities or the accountability or the groups because we didn't have time, because within 2 weeks, we're going to be launching something else. So we decided to completely restructure, give more of us and give more of our time, but do it less. And although as scary as that sounds, it led to way more money, like way more money.
Yeah.
For every launch.
I've been blown away. So the first part of 2017, we kind of were in that slow transition. We took January off. In March, we had it wasn't quite a micro launch like our 2 week one. We were ramping up. That did well. We made 37,000. And then 9 weeks later, we were ready to launch the big kahuna, mm-hmm. the Strategy Academy. And we hit damn nearly a six figure launch.
Yeah, it was like 98,000 and change.
Yeah. So very, 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 very close. 3 weeks later, we had a affiliate launch with a friend of ours, and we had a six-figure launch. And you're like, but I thought you were launching less often. We were. I know that sounds like we didn't space it out, but that was different for us because we weren't ultimately doing the customer service on the other side of it. So, right. You know, we were getting people into her program. So it was different. But we did a six-figure launch for that, which was, I think, surprised both of us a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we're in September of 2017. We're in our most profitable month ever. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the first time we've made six figures. Yes, over $100,000 in 1 month.
And that's cash. So we might have seen something like that as in projected income. So like we sold this many seats and over the course of 3 to 6 months, once their payment plans are completed, that's when we'll get the six figures. But I'm talking all of that is sitting in the bank, and it actually has been sitting in the bank, and September's not technically over.
Yeah. Like it just keeps going up. It's very strange.
It is very, very strange.
Like, just to give you an idea, I think so many people are like, oh, well, once you get to a certain place, you're just going to be so used to this life and all this stuff. These things, like, still shock the pants off of us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, 2 years ago, we had a webinar and, like, 10 people would show up.
Uh-huh.
And now we have hundreds of people show up. And we can make 40 grand in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, no. It's very, very weird.
Again, online sales. Figure something out for your business. I yell at the people I love. Like, I yell at my dad and I yell at my mom because both of them have their own businesses. And I'm like, listen, kids, we need to have a family meeting. Because you're missing out on a lot of stuff if you're not paying attention to how you can have some part of your business live online. Period.
Yeah. 100%.
Soapbox all day, every day. Also, something new that's happening finally in 2017. We've set it for 2 years and we're going to finally do it for a fact because we've scheduled out our whole year.
Are you ready, guys?
Are you ready?
We're taking the whole month of December off.
All of it. The whole shebang. Not half of it. Not just Christmas. All of that. But guess what? You're still getting podcast episodes. You're still going to see blog posts. You're still going to be seeing Facebook posts and social posts and all that stuff because we've got systems and an amazing team. But we out.
Yeah.
Out.
Peace. See you next year.
Literally see you next year. I'm super excited about that. We've always said we're going to take December off and then something always happens where we're at least working for like 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
For the month. And this month we both like held each other by the face and we're like, we're not going to let the other person convince us to do anything in the whole month. So we're holding ourselves accountable because we both really, really do like working. It's a problem.
Like I'm addicted yeah. to it. Like, you know how people say like, I'm addicted to coffee. I'm addicted to Coke. No, I'm addicted to working.
She means Coca-Cola.
Oh yeah. No, I didn't mean like the drug.
Although Coca-Cola is a little bit of a drug in and of itself.
It's true.
Okay, some other stuff that happened this year, and we can talk a little bit about future plans. Something that we probably should have brought up earlier. We pretty much stopped blogging. So
Sort of, kind of.
But we did. Me and Abby stopped blogging. We have written only, what months are we in? 8 posts this entire month, the entire year. And those are our income reports.
Right.
Because A, we have an amazing team. B, we had contributors for a while. And C, we already have a shit ton of content that's still relevant and good. So we're just having our team rework it and republish it. So like what looks like to you as a new blog post coming out twice a week, it's already been written by us and it might have just gotten a rework and updated and then reposted. But we are not blogging. And that is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's hard because I still miss it. Like I occasionally get the bug to write, and especially as Emily's kind of taken over the writing department of our, yeah, our business. You know, Emily writes most of the emails that go out, most of the content you see in, you know, our Facebook group, that sort of thing. I've definitely taken a back seat on that, but I still get the bug to write occasionally. I literally told my husband a couple days ago, I'm going to self-publish a book on Amazon. He was like, when are you going to have time to do that?
Maybe, and I said, maybe in December.
I said, don't worry. It's not about business. It's about something else. He was like, okay, you'll just tell me later.
Tell me when it's done. Wake me up when it's over.
So I do miss writing. I do miss putting myself out there. I do think we will write a book at some point.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I just don't know when. But I do think the blog itself will shift as we kind of roll into a new year. I don't know exactly when or how it'll all happen. We've been talking about it for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. But, you know, shit has a way of hitting the fan really good around here.
In the fall, our falls just like take over our lives.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we actually have kids who go back to school in fall.
I don't know, girl.
We literally have nothing, no reason why it should be crazy.
It just is.
It just is. But what I'm getting at is we've already had a YouTube channel. Okay. So we started that, probably last year, maybe?
Yeah.
But it always kind of got the back seat, like it was like our weird cousin that we didn't really care about that much. So we're trying to bring YouTube to the forefront a bit. Video is still so crucially important to our business growth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more of you seem to be liking not having to read things. So mm-hmm. I think the blog will kind of shift to a vlog, and our old posts will be updating with vlog type content, mm-hmm. and have that kind of be both. It's going to be both a video and words.
Yeah. I'm super excited about that. And we are bringing someone on to help us master that because not our specialty.
It's true. We're definitely going to have help in the editing sense. We're going to have help in the YouTube optimization. We could have learned it.
Nope.
We've straight up ran out of time.
Like, yep, I'm over it. Don't want to know it. Don't care. Just make it happen, Captain.
Yeah.
Some other things going into 2018, we are hoping to increase our evergreen sales and focus on the funnel. So something that has been a conversation literally since day one is, okay, what can we set up? Is it an email funnel? Is it a video funnel? Is it an ad? Is it this over here? Is it that over there? Where we have people constantly signing up for it and then being led to go buy something. And if the numbers above that Abby shared, you know, we have 2,311 paid students and 2,082 of them have Trello. That tells us that if you buy Trello, you're going to buy something else. Like,
because we don't just sell Trello. Let me be clear. Trello is, we've only made, I can literally tell you this, we've only made $53,000 off of Trello. Mm-hmm. But we've had six-figure launches for mm-hmm. other programs mm-hmm. that have minuscule amounts of people in them in comparison because of the price difference, right? Yeah. But it's telling us that people who take Trello get the value we offer and are way, way, way more likely to buy something else.
Yeah. And we begin to understand, like, when is that window? What does it look like? What are they going to go buy? All those things. Right now, we don't really have a great system to, like, organize those people and then talk to them differently. So we're working on a new system with other people. and focusing on the funnel, because everything we've ever tried before, like literally, if you had asked me like the one thing that you still suck at in your business, it's creating a funnel, period. I don't understand. We've tried email courses. We've tried like, after you buy this thing, we're going to send you an email that's like, hey, what about this other thing? Like we've tried ads that go through a blog post that go to an opt-in that go to email, and like none of it works. None of it.
And well, so, okay. So let me back up. I think what Emily's saying is it's not that none of it works. It's that none of the completely automated systems work. Okay. We funnel y'all all day long, whether you realize it or not. The podcast is part of a funnel.
Right.
But these are called live funnels,
right,
like where we are actively helping you move through the process because we're doing all this in a very, very live manner. And I do think that will continue to be a part of our business. But as we shift and grow, you know, and especially as we have children, that's like more of them. We have one. You have one.
We have one.
I think the amount of time we want to spend on the business will continue to be less because we'll want to be with our kids. I want to be a room mom, like, and show up in the middle of the day, go on field trips with them. And if that's going to happen, the business needs to continue to be on more autopilot. And so if that's happening, there has to be something in place that takes someone who's never met us before to buying like expensive products without us manually saying, oh my God, I'm so excited about this. And you see our podcast and then you see an Instagram and then you see something in our Facebook group. And those things will continue to work, but we need to build up the things behind those things so that when we're not, if you looked at our like income reports, like you will notice it's like kind of the same amount, kind of the same amount, kind of the same amount. Humongous spike, kind of the same amount, kind of the same amount. So we need to have less.
We're wanting that kind of the same amount to increase.
Yeah. It needs to be way higher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our launches will get bigger, but the in-between needs to get higher.
Yeah. So that's our game plan, kids. That's 2 years of TCC strategy lessons and what the French toast is going on over here.
I know. If you have questions or if you're just like,
what did I just listen to?
What was that all about? Make sure you head over to our community. We are hanging out with y'all all the time over at thinkcreativecollective.com/community in our private Facebook group. There's well over 13,000 of you at this point. I think it's probably more than that now.
Yeah.
And we are pumped to have you and can't wait to share another year of TCC with y'all.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.